Welcome back. It feels like it's been a minute because it literally has. Every 2 weeks feels wild. Like, it's nice, but at the same time, it is a little bit of a long time to not talk. You know what I mean?
It's great. Honestly, I think the 2 week period works out for the best because now we actually have like updates. We've been going and doing things and we can like chit chat about it. Yeah, it does feel a little weird to be recording again. Just been like taking a step back from it. It's been really great. I don't know. Help me refocus.
Yeah, definitely. I think that is a good way to phrase it, is like refocusing and like trying to figure out what we want and what we want to do with the pod. And I don't know. Yeah. So we have been seeing a lot of each other lately, though. We almost saw each other again this weekend, and we're going to see each other next weekend, too. So, you know, your girl's doing the most out here. No big deal. Kaif, do you want to recap last week?
Yeah, I'm excited. I think that we've been doing a really good job of like eye contact lately, and we could have gone through like a full month of seeing each other every weekend, which we have not done since college, I don't think. Which would have been really cool. Yeah, let's recap. So I guess it's been 2 weeks. What happened last week? Honestly, it's a blur. Lately, though, we did go to Folk and Forage. It was my first time going. Kelly, it was your second time going.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell like a little bit more about the background of the festival? And like, I'll talk about my experiences and you can talk about your experience, but you have a lot of context.
So it's my friend Austin and Kayla who created this music festival, and it's been going since 2021, if I'm counting correctly. They did a spring and a fall for every year, except for last year they didn't do a fall festival. But yeah, it's just like a tiny micro festival, and it's focused on mushrooms and foraging and trying to, I don't know, just like get back to present. And it's really neat. I don't know how to describe it. Like, a lot of there's workshops throughout the day. So there's just like music in the afternoon and evening. And then the morning is more like workshops and yoga classes and things like that. They had like a dyeing, like fabric dyeing from like natural things workshop. They had obviously a foraging workshop. They had one that we attended where it's like called dye hammering, kind of. So you like take natural ingredients and you just like hammer them into a bandana. And it turns out so cool. I have this really cool bandana. And yeah, it's just like really, it like really brought me back down. Like, I was, you know, of course, as per the usual, I've like been stressed and work kind of sucks and life is just hard and I've just been like not handling it very well lately. And so it just like really reset my brain. I feel like this week work still sucked and I was feeling just like so much better and like such a better mindset. So it really is just like really sweet. And also, my birthday was last week, and so I had to work on my actual birthday, but they threw me like a little like mini charcuterie with the ladies the Wednesday before my birthday. And then on my birthday, I didn't really see very many humans, but my parents were here. They're actually here like Tuesday through Thursday, which was great. We got to do some stuff around the house and just hang out in bed, and the weather was actually really nice. And then on my actual birthday, I worked, and then I headed to Folk and Forage. So when I got there was no service also for the whole weekend, which actually was like really nice and resetting. I just like hung out, and Natalie made me this beautiful dinner on Thursday night, which was great. But like a lot of people didn't show up until Friday, and then they ended up throwing me like a wig party, and that was super fun. So everyone had blonde wigs on, and it was so silly, and it like totally took me off guard. And so it was just really nice. And we did like a happy hour thing on Friday, which was great. So yeah, just so much feeling, so much love for like birthday, stuff. So yeah, it was just a really like cup filling weekend. So I just feel really like nice and refreshed and ready to go into like the busy summer. What was your thoughts, Kaif?
That's wonderful. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. That whole area, we were close to the McKinsey, like forest or whatever in Oregon. It was really beautiful. Really close to Clear Lake. So like, I wanted to stop there, but I couldn't. Okay. My phone had definitely died and it took about 45 minutes to get it to like actually show up on my car again. Cause my car charger is like very slow. So I didn't know how to get back to Clear Lake instead of, getting lost in the wilderness. until new, you know, when my phone was going to recharge, I went to the West. So I didn't go back to Clear Lake. So I will have to make that happen sometime this summer. But yeah, isn't that crazy? It took 45 minutes for my phone to get a freaking charge again. It was kind of like
Yeah.
back in the day. Anyway, I went to REI to like get a big map of Oregon so that just in case I get lost without a phone, at least I have like a
Get
highway
there.
map to get me back to civilization. So yeah, that was
Funny.
really fun. The area was really beautiful. I definitely would want to go back there.
So
And
pretty.
there were so many cute families and just like really friendly people. Everybody was so welcoming. It was really cute to see all those babies. We saw Lex and her band, the party animals. So cute. Oh man, that was the best. Yeah, it was a really cup-filling weekend for sure. Walking around and being outside and hanging out with all the cool people. So yeah, it was really, really wonderful. And then I came back immediately.
Great.
My friend had been here. He stayed with us for 7 days. It was so great. We went hiking in Hood River. We went hiking in Silver Falls. We went up to Forest Park a couple of times in the city. Yeah, we went out to dinner a bunch. So I have like all these new restaurants that I want to talk to you about. But anyway, it was just like a really good friend-filled, family-ish, you know, kind of vibe all weekend. And then following the week too.
Yay.
So I feel really good. Like, just good to be around people that are, you know, some of my favorite humans in the world. So it's great.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad you could come too.
Yeah.
Like kind of last minute too. But
Yeah.
yeah. I feel like I mean, obviously you just like fit in so easily with like the Ben crew, so I don't have to like worry about you know, like coming to
That's
things.
good.
'Cause we are kind of clicky, you know. I'm not clicky, but I don't know the word, but we're kind of just like a crew. We just like roll deep. So like feel like we're intimidating to
Yeah, I can
other
see
people.
that. You roll deep. Look out. Just mafia over here. No, you guys are great. They're all like wonderful in different ways, but I love that like everybody fits together in a weird puzzle
That like
piecey kind of
everyone.
way. It's really, really nice to see organic squish. You know what I mean? It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I was listening to this podcast the other day. Actually, it was yesterday, I think. And it was about like cults and like what cults look like and stuff. And I was like, wow, Squish is kind of a cult, like a little bit of a cult. If we had a compound or something, like we'd definitely be a cult. It would be pretty silly. But anyways, we all have our own homes, people. Don't worry. Well, most of us. None. I don't know how many people
I feel
actually
like you
like
guys just
live.
need to get like a cul-de-sac or like a piece of like neighborhood so you can share background fences and then like just hop to different back, you know, backyards and stuff. That would be really
Yeah,
fun.
we can have like the full like street party things like
Like a
back in the
block
day where you'd
party.
get to have like bar yeah, block parties, that's what they're called. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, summer is like in full swing. We're just like kicking it off real hard. The beginning of May has been great so far. I was like thinking today that like, man, it's gonna be like a month and then I'm in Italy, which is crazy because I feel like I've been waiting for it
Whoa.
for so long. But at the same time, like it's coming super fast. So today I actually went to REI as well and I got some new sneaks to
Look
hike in,
out.
but they're also like kind of cutesy. They're like Merrells, but they're kind of like cutesy. So I can wear them maybe after for like all the walking that we're probably going to be doing.
Nice.
And then I got like a lightweight backpack. So for, yeah, just like all summer things. And so yeah, I'm excited. It's kind of like low key obnoxious. It's like bright yellow, but it's
Wow.
kind of fun at the same
That's not
time.
shocking at all.
I mean, there was a Memorial Day sale, and so all the REI stuff was 30% off, which is great. Just, you know, I could use all the help that I can get at the moment. So yeah, it was just like a super cheap pack. It ended up being like $130 or something crazy. So
Nice.
that was great. And I had a
Good.
gift card and I had my dividend. If you're REI member, like you know, if you know, you know. Yeah, so it ended up being like such a good time to go. So
There you go.
anyways, yeah, preparing for Italy is like legit. But Kate and I are actually just like hanging out this weekend, which is really nice. And we don't have any visitors and we don't have anything that we have to be doing, which is so lovely.
It's nice and
And
quiet in my house. I'm not gonna lie. It's pretty nice. Yeah. I cooked a little
yeah.
and just did laundry. So my house smells like laundry. And yeah, it's really, really nice. We did another 3D printing project like literally last night. And it's kind of a small one, but we want to
Cool.
have like, I have this big app. I have this big whiteboard that I've had forever, and I've had it in San Francisco. And we just want to like mount it. So we printed brackets, and then we're gonna do like our house projects, like the backyard and what we want to do for the backyard. And so we can like just use it
Cool.
as like a communal writing space for both him and I as we're like, negotiating and navigating all these various projects. This dumb big house takes so much to upkeep and fix and stuff. A fixer upper, I don't know if I
Wow.
would recommend for everybody. Like, this is, we took inventory the other couple of days, or like a few days ago, and it was like a lot. It's a lot of work. It's a lot.
It's just a lot of money and time and work,
And
Like, it's not just
knowledge
one
too.
thing or
Like,
the
we have to
other.
figure out
Yeah,
how to
that's true.
like maintain the foundation without changing things, but we want to change some of the things. So it's just a lot. Like, I don't know. I feel like my parents got really lucky that they, like, my dad is a, like, he knows construction super well. And, like, I don't know anything. So, feel a little, like, I need somebody who can do that for me. Not that my husband doesn't, but, like, that's not his forte. It's not something that he, like, would just do.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's just like not our generation anymore, you know what I mean? Which is
Totally.
wild. Yeah, most people just like knew how to do a lot of that. Not like super intense contract stuff, but like, yeah, they used to know how to do like the basics,
Like, I was talking to you earlier about like removing this hallway here and like shifting, and that's like kind of a structural change. So, I don't know how the heck we're gonna do that. I mean, I could definitely go and like watch a bunch of YouTube, but also, why is YouTube the most annoying thing in the world?
What do you mean?
Everybody is on YouTube these days. Like, I don't know, maybe this is just because I had my friend in town and he was just nonstop talking about YouTube person this, and when he watches YouTube for 8 hours here, and this is who he follows on this YouTube channel. I'm like, how do you have time to do all of this and be a human being with like other interests? I don't know.
Oh,
I'm
wow. No,
not
boys,
into the
yeah.
YouTube thing. Why?
Every time I go downstairs and turn on the TV, Garrett has YouTube up, and was like watching some crazy video, and I'm like, what? I mean, it says TV basically. That's what he watches is YouTube, you
I
know?
know. I was late on the TikTok, like everybody was downloading it and getting into it. I held out for a really long time, and maybe I don't need to do that with YouTube, but I feel that same kind of re it's a repeated pattern, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean,
Anyway.
there's some really interesting creators on there, and you can make money, but it was like the OG TikTok, I feel like.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, wait. Speaking of TikTok update, I have like 4,500 followers now, but I feel like
Yay! You're
really
welcome.
annoyingly going away for the weekend and not having service all weekend really like messed with me. Like TikTok is a freaking game. Like everything's a game in life, honestly, but at this point, like TikTok is a real algorithm game and it totally messed me up not having service all weekend and not being able to post all weekend. So I'm kind of like I just like started recovering from that, from like being offline for 4 days or whatever.
That's
So
gonna
I'm
be
kind of
really
bummed about
tough
that.
to like maintain that constantly.
Yeah. I mean, I think it won't be as bad once I have like a full following, you know what I mean? But
Sure.
like people who actually like are waiting for me to like post videos or whatever. But at the same time, like it's rough out here. Like, I don't know. I'm like, wow, this week I felt like very defeated in the TikTok world. I was like,
Oh.
shit, do I just like stop doing it? But I'm just gonna keep posting and not care as much and whatever. I started doing more like talking videos, which is like literally my nightmare. But yeah, I feel like that's why people will like follow me is for whatever the stupid shit that I have to say. So we'll see what happens. I did like a random mukbang today, and yeah, we'll see. It's just like stupid videos like that. So here
Cute.
we go on my
I like it.
TikTok journey.
I
We'll see what
haven't loved TikTok
happens.
in a little bit, but I will. I'll go look at all those videos that you sent me. I'm sure that they're there.
I mean, that's the other thing is I don't even like look at TikTok anymore. Like not random videos, because all my algorithm is me like engaging with other creators who are like in the same vein as me now. And so that's kind of sad because TikTok is totally dead to me. Like it's not like a space where I go to like, just pass the time or like change my mood or like watch something funny or whatever. It's completely different. It's like a whole like monetization like situation now. So I am kind of bummed about that. I guess I could have like a burner account where I actually just like actually like my algorithm and like my For You page, but right now
That's a lot of
it's
work.
not the thing. Yeah. So, anyways, just TikTok life if you're interested. I don't know.
Well, I've been watching a lot of your videos and I think it's funny. Plus, I've been like trying to follow a lot of other people and trying to like understand how you're getting followers because I don't want you to feel like you have to only do this when it comes to our like podcast and what we're doing. So I'm trying to, expose myself and learn.
Good.
Just trying, I haven't posted anything, that's for sure. But I'll watch all you girl. You do you.
We'll get there with Canada 30, don't you worry.
One day. I have like a little update for you, and I don't know if you've heard anything or if you've been paying attention to this story because it's like very much in the news. And Kelly, we haven't even recorded since I saw you like 2.5 weeks ago. I like showed up in Bend just because, and then we watched It Ends
Yeah.
With Us. Have you been paying
Yes.
attention to what's going on?
Is there updates to the case?
Well, I mean, obviously, I'm not like a reputable source. All I know is that Blake Lively and Taylor Swift are no longer best friends. Like, they have had some stuff go
Oh
down.
my God,
And
girlfriend,
then, like,
that happened like 2 months ago.
no, the dragging comment alone. And then today, or like yesterday, or earlier in the week, or whatever, they had like another affidavit come forward about somebody in Taylor's group had told a lawyer that Blake was like pressuring her to make a social presence and stand behind Blake. And then Blake like had threatened to release the last 10 years of text messages between them or some kind of crazy shenanigans like that.
Oh, okay. I
So
didn't see that, but I did see that Taylor was removing herself from being her friend. Like that was like 2 months
totally.
ago. Yeah.
Yeah, so
Oh,
more drama in that
interesting.
space, which is kind of sad though. Like, I don't know. That's super sad for Blake to act that way. If it's true, this is all allegedly, because like we're not a reputable source, because that would be sucky. Like if you had somebody as your best friend for 10 plus years and then to blackmail them, that seems weird.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't know. Can you trust anyone in Hollywood? Like, I mean, not like that, but just like, is anyone able to really truly be friends with anyone? Like, unless they have an NDA or something. You know what I mean? Because, like, how do you
Kelly,
really get
are
close
you
to
telling me
someone
right
if.
now that we need to put an NDA between the two of us? Maybe we should have done that before we
No!
started our podcast.
No! But I'm just saying, like, because there's things that, like, they don't want the public to know or they don't want other people to know. You know what I mean? There's, like,
Yeah.
things between us. Like, it's not like the public's gonna find out and I'm gonna be ruined and, like, whatever. Right?
Only. We don't know. I'm
Okay.
terrible at keeping secrets too. Like, we know this, so maybe I should be the one with the NDA.
Anyways,
Anyway, I just had to drop that because I was listening to it when I went to Trader Joe's earlier today, and I was like, "What?" Anyway, and we just watched that movie, so everybody should go,
yeah.
maybe not watch it or watch it. I don't know.
I just watched again the other Blake Lively movie that was on Netflix that just like was like leaving on actually I think it's leaving tomorrow or something. But what was it called? It had Anna Kendrick in it and the guy from
Oh, it
Crazy Rich
was A
Asians.
Simple Favor or A Simple Favor
Yes.
Two.
Oh, there was another one. I just watched the first one,
Well, the
but it's actually decent.
I know, right? Doesn't her outfits in that movie look like pretty dope? She like has
Yeah.
her suits
No, she
and
beautiful in that
yeah,
movie,
she looks really good
honestly.
in
I
that
don't
movie.
like her, but she looks so pretty. And Anna Kendrick just looks like such a baby child. Like
I
she's so funny. But I love her. I love
I
Anna
do
Kendrick as
too.
like a human and everything. But
But they did come out with
yeah.
the second movie. I haven't watched that, and I think it is on like Netflix or something like that. But yeah,
Oh,
I do like
funny.
that movie. I think it's good.
Yeah, such
Anyway.
a twist, you know,
I
just crazy. Wild. Also, Anna Kendrick is a mom blogger in that show, and it gave me a little bit of inspo, you know, to like really bring back my just like talking shit on camera and whatever.
A
We'll see.
mom
We'll see what
blogger.
happens.
Maybe I need to watch that movie again. I do love Anna Kendrick. I love she's so sarcastic.
Yeah,
Yeah, what
totally. She's a little
else? What else has been occupying your thoughts?
I mean, this week is really just like trying to recover from the weekend, honestly. I came back on Monday and like having Monday off was so nice. Like having a 4 day weekend was really lovely. And we have another 4 day weekend this weekend. So that's really exciting. And like, yeah, I feel like it's just rejuvenating because right now work is weird. Also, not to mention that the National Park Service most likely is going through a reduction in force next week. I mean, they keep saying that, like, oh, next week, next week, next week, whatever. We completely consolidated But we are supposedly like cleaning up data in order for them to complete a reduction in force. And so I just don't know what that looks like. I don't know what that means. Like they're just giving us like very like not any information, you know? So it's just like weird to go to work every day and just be like, are you gonna cut me today? Are you gonna cut me today? And so yeah, I'm trying to stay positive, but it's just really hard to sit there and pretend like you care about anything, what's going on when you're like, I could be cut at any time. So, I'm just struggling with that of like keeping a positive mind and like trying to stay present at work and stuff and like not being an asshole to my coworkers because it's not their fault that life is like work is hard right now. So, but yeah,
That's good to
I can't
hear.
help it.
Like you're not like taking it out on other people, because that's really hard, right? Like if you're already
Yeah,
feeling
I
kind of
have was on
guilty.
another like data call this week. I got selected to be on another data call, and there was one point on Thursday where I was like, I literally give up because the organization is just not there. You know, like I totally understand. Like we're thrown these random data calls at like a moment's notice, and they have to put together a team and get direction, and it's just like moving parts. You know, of like no one knows what to do, so they're like trying to make it up on the fly, but it's like not efficient. It's not working out. Like everyone's confused, whatever, whatever. And so I like legit was like, I'm not doing any more data calls. Like someone else from our team like has to step in because I'm refusing from this point forward. I will no longer be on data calls with people who don't know what they're doing. It's so frustrating. So anyways, and then my boss was like trying to help. She's like, what if we try this? What if we try this? And I was like, yeah, I mean, yeah, I wish that was efficient and I wish that or like I wish that we could be efficient. It's just not happening. So anyway, yeah, I was just not positive at all. I was just like, I will do what I'm told, but I will no longer be doing this. So,
I'm sorry that things are so struggling. Like, that sucks. And it's not gonna get any better.
we could wrap it up with gratitudes and grievances if you're ready, unless you want an update on work.
No, because no, I don't want to. I don't have an update, so let's get it. Let's
Okay.
start with grievances. Talk to me about, like, I mean, everything in my life right now is just a little grievance
Yeah.
because. Just a little bit, if I'm honest with you, but I'm trying to be more present to your point and not be a dick to everybody else because it's not their fault that like world is crazy.
Okay. I mean, I kind of have one right now. It's like very not deep. It's very surface level. But I've been like, you know, training for the Dolomites for a while, and I've been trying really hard to like do more weight training and stuff. But my knee is like hurting so much. And so I think I've talked about this
Oh
before, but just like, I was like, went in on, okay, went on February 20th for to talk to my doctor about getting injections in my left knee. And so he was like, yep, I have all the information I need. Like, you did this, this, and this. You know, you have to like go through all these stupid things for insurance. Like, I did physical therapy. I was on the inflammation medicine, blah, blah, blah. And so he's like, I have enough of like a case to submit to insurance to be able to see if they'll approve you getting a hyaluronic acid shot. And so I was like, great. So then it was like March. Like the end of March, and I hadn't heard anything. So I like called them and they're like, oh, we're so sorry. Like, no one scheduled you. And I was like, no, like, I haven't heard anything. And so they like were like, oh, we'll just like schedule you right now. So they scheduled me. It was for like 2 weeks later. So I go into that appointment and they're like, no one ever submitted anything to insurance. And I'm like, what in the heck? Anyways, it's just like frustrating because, you know, they're so unorganized and whatever. But it's just like this back and forth of like, I'm talking to insurance and they're like, nothing has ever been submitted. And then I'm talking to the doctor and they're like, yeah, we submitted it, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, someone is lying. Someone is not telling the truth because what the heck is going on? So, anyways, so frustrating. But then, so this has been happening literally since February 20th, whatever. So, months and months and months. And then I finally got a call on Monday, like night, and they insurance approved it. So, I'm finally getting injection. But then the next available freaking appointment to get an injection is literally like the day before I leave for Italy. And I'm
Oh
just,
God.
are you freaking kidding me right now? Okay, it's not the day before,
No.
it's like 5 days before. But still, I'm like,
Okay,
you
well,
guys.
that's perfect then. At least it's 5 days before, right?
Yeah. I'm just a busy
Do
girl, you
they?
know? Like, that's not enough
I
time.
know, you're a busy kid. Do they like tell you need a couple of days or like you could have a bad reaction or like should you wait a specific amount of time before leaving the country? But I'm imagining that if they couldn't fucking figure out how to like talk to your insurance, then they're definitely not giving you any insights on like the rundown of this particular medication.
No, they did tell me. I mean, because I actually asked my actual doctor that question before. You know, I was just like, how long does it last? Like, how, you know, because it all depends on like how your body absorbs it and whatever. And so he said it will only last like 6 months, which is wild. But, and that's also like dependent on how heavy you use it, like if how active you are and everything. But also he said that there should be like absolutely no downtime. Like he was like, you can walk right out of the doctor's office. Like it's, yeah. So if anything, it'll just like feel so much better. So that's kind of cool, kind of wild. I mean, I hope I don't have an allergic reaction or anything, but I've used hyaluronic acid before, so I feel like it will be fine. But then the other thing is like they gave me like other options. They were like, well, the hyaluronic acid is like the most expensive option, but it's the best one. But like we can give you this one and this one and this one. You can just pay out of pocket and whatever. And so, yeah. Anyways, insurance is a scam. The doctor's offices are stupid. Medical institutions, no big deal. But all that to be said, my like main grievance is that I like was gonna start off talking about was just doing like weight training and being so sore, you know, and you can't like sit down on the toilet and stuff. Like you're just like ow, ow, ow,
Kelly.
ow, 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 ow. It's
Yes, I know.
like water.
The parts that drive me a little crazy is definitely like the front leg or whatever you call this, the quad,
Yeah, your
right?
quads.
The
Yeah.
quad. That always drives me a little crazy. And then my shoulders, I like got a massage not too long ago, a couple days ago or something like that. And she was like, "Yours? What's going on with your back? Like, what did she say? Oh, there's a lot of tension here in the midsection." I'm like, "Yeah, there's a lot of tension there, girl. Hello. It's been a very hectic
Oh,
time." I hate it when
yay.
they like say stuff like that. They have
I know.
commentary in the middle of your massage or whatever. Yeah. Okay, maybe that'll be my grievance. But anyway, I'm sorry about that. Let's end on a gratitude, but tell them what you're grateful for.
I'm just very grateful for all the like birthday love. Mom and dad got me a very cool blower, leaf blower for my birthday. So I'm an adult.
Hashtag adult life.
Yeah, and mom made me this really beautiful card. She like painted it and she
Oh,
got me
that's
some
sweet.
flowers. Yeah, so it was really nice to hang out with them. And then I just got so many wonderful things from the Girly Pops. Yeah, they got me like this awesome like throw blanket for camping and picnicking. And Kat made me this really cool chair. It's like a rocker chair. And yeah, I got like wonderful gift cards for like my favorite massage place. And yeah, just so many wonderful things. So it was lovely. And then I just got to see everybody and spend time with
That's
everybody.
nice. Good.
Yeah. So it was the best. I'm very grateful for everyone and just celebrating. And yeah, 35 was feeling really hard and tough. And now it just feels like I'm okay and everything will be all right, you know?
Right. Yeah, I hear that. 35 is really rough in the moment, but it's still rough. I'm not gonna lie to you. Anyway, I'm gonna talk about what I'm grateful for. Grateful for my buddy coming in. He drove all the way from Kansas. He's also kind of on a journey trying to figure out how to maintain positivity and being a present in the moment, but not really excited about his current location or whatever. I don't know. So like just to have him back and available, we hiked a lot. That was really fun. I've got to like talk to my family a little bit more recently because with my grandmother passing, we've had more conversations around the logistics, if you will. So, been spending a little bit more time with my family. So, I want to be, kind of grateful. It's a weird situation, but just nice to be able to like see and hear them more often. Yeah. And, as I'm still figuring out employment and my life and trying to like grieve, I'm just grateful that I have like a group of people and friends that I really enjoy spending time with, Like, I have had a lot of friend time. I've had a lot of, family time and my husband's been really great and supportive this entire time. Like, I just feel really blessed. Even though it feels a little weird to be happy and whatever, but
it's not as bad as it could be. You know what I mean? I just have to keep reminding myself that I have a support system. I have skills. There are things that I can look forward to, and I should be excited and not doom and gloom myself to death. But it's really tempting to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, just grateful overall.
Good. I'm so glad. That's awesome.
Yeah. You know, we try. And yeah, you know, keep up with us, Candidly 30s, telling you how it is, because it's really freaking hard. Yeah.
It's hard out here for pimp.
Oh my god.
It's something, 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 but man, man. Yeah.
Oh my god. I literally can't get the image of Squish Mafia out of my head. Like, I think that would be an excellent, like, Who Did It kind of novel. You know what I mean? That's funny.
Oh,
anyway.
Funny.
Thank you for you. Bye, everybody.
We love you all.
Thanks for being candid.
Bye.
All for today's episode.
Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we love you.
Follow us on Instagram @candidly30.
See you next week, bitches.